Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Samuel Bodman. Sam's the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo.
Sam, could you tell us more about the American Jobs, American Values Initiative at the Department of Commerce?
Sure, Tom. The phrase American Jobs, American Values is a theme that we developed with the intention of capturing all that the Commerce Department represents and promotes. There are five component ideas that are associated with the theme: opportunity, innovation, entrepreneurship, trade, and stewardship. These are really the core principles of the Commerce Department. These are the things that we believe in. As I mentioned previously, we view ourselves as the home of private enterprise within the government. And this theme, American Jobs, American Values, is intended to really reflect those principles.
You mentioned earlier the involvement of the department in our economic system. What's the department doing to promote economic development?
We undertake economic development in a whole variety of ways. A major priority is promoting job creation and trying to grow the economy, especially these days. Both the president and the secretary realize that we've got too many people out of work, and that jobs are really at the heart of the president's economic growth plan that he has proposed to Congress. That's exactly why the president pushed for extended unemployment benefits just a couple of weeks ago. That's why the president proposed the innovative reemployment accounts concept for helping those who are out of work develop ways of both training themselves for new jobs and helping pay some of the expenses to help them get new jobs. The economy's growing, but just not fast enough to produce the jobs that the administration would like to see. And we believe the president's plan will put money back in the taxpayers' wallets and will encourage small business to grow, to hire the people who are looking for work. Just a week ago today, I was in Seattle, and while I was there, visited a center that they run in the city of Seattle, actually in Bellevue, outside the city of Seattle, that's state-run. And I met with two different groups of about 30 folks who were looking for work and talked to them about the president's plan, listened to them to understand what their problems were. And it was quite a fascinating experience. The secretary spends these days really the bulk of his time traveling our country and listening. So this was one experience that I had. I tend to spend more of my time in Washington looking after the day-to-day operations while he's on the road. But when you get out of here and you get out and talk to people who are really feeling the pain of the levels of economic uncertainty that we're hearing about and reading about, it's a revealing and an important process.
How does the Economic Development Administration factor into this part?
We believe that successful economic development investments attract private sector capital. EDA, as we call it, the Economic Development Administration's job, is to foster a positive community environment where the private sector will risk capital investment to produce goods and services and to increase productivity, thereby providing high-skill, high-wage jobs for the citizens in that area. In other words, their job is to invest sometimes in infrastructure, sometimes in other kinds of facilities that will in turn lead to investment from the private sector. We have a very capable person running that department who has done this job on a local level in Arlington, Texas, and he came up here to look after this, and he has applied many of the entrepreneurial principles that he put in place down there across the country, and it's had quite an effect.
Can you tell us more about the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the work that they do and how that fits into the overall mission for the department?
Well, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, N-O-A-A, NOAA as we call it, is dedicated to enhancing economic security and our national safety by doing a lot of research, by doing weather prediction, working on forecasting other climate-related events, and by monitoring and protecting our nation's marine assets, both coastal resources as well as marine resources out in the deeper waters. NOAA, from a budget standpoint, and we tend to look at things from a budget standpoint often here in Washington, is something over half of the department's budget. So it's close to $3 billion that we spend in these activities. The National Weather Service is part of NOAA. National Marine Fisheries Service is part of NOAA. NMFS, as we call it, National Marine Fisheries Service, is responsible for studying and understanding the fish populations, the various fisheries, setting rules and regulations that govern the way fishermen are allowed to exploit these resources. Fishing is about a $50 billion business in America, and so you can see that it has direct impact on a very important economic sector. The weather affects everybody. NOAA really covers a very wide range of activities. Among other things, is the center of the government's work on global climate change, or issues related to global warming. That's undertaken in many departments, but the center of it is within NOAA. So this activity covers a whole range of things, all of them bear on the economy, although almost all of them are also have a very important dose of science and of research that are part of it. I might add as a fillip that the website that they have, www.noaa.gov, which is part of commerce, has an extraordinary level of activity. In part, it's got the Weather Service on it and is measured by the number of hits per day. It's one of the busiest websites that exists.
Earlier, when you described the various functions of the department, I couldn't notice the emphasis on technology, patent and trademarks, the Technology Administration, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. So I'm curious in thinking about things like the internet and wireless technology. What's the relationship between those things and those parts of the Department of Commerce?
Because the Department of Commerce is so heavily devoted to science, to engineering, to research, the secretary really sought me out to take on this job because of my background in science and technology. You'll find that research is a major part of the vast bulk of things that we do at Commerce. I've just spoken about NOAA and the research activities there. We have responsibility also for the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST as we call it. Together, NOAA and NIST make up about two-thirds of our budget. So you get a sense of the importance that we place on research. Both of these are very heavily research-oriented activities. NIST scientists develop and promote measurement. NIST used to be called the Bureau of Standards back when I was in university, and it's a major source of physics and chemical research carried out in the public interest. NIST scientists set the standards. They set the technology to enhance productivity, to facilitate trade, to improve our quality of life. And this is really, I would use the term, this is big league science. We've had two Nobel Prize winners in physics who work for NIST, awarded in the last 5 years.
Sam, can you talk a little bit about some of the programs and goals of the International Trade Administration?
International Trade Administration, or ITA, as we call it. The first part of ITA's activities that I would mention is the U.S. Commercial Service, which is an agency within ITA that helps U.S. companies, particularly small and medium-sized businesses, make export sales. That's really their mission. The Commercial Service is a worldwide network of some 1,800 employees. Those employees work throughout the United States in 105 different export assistance centers throughout the United States. We also maintain and operate 151 international offices in 83 countries. Each export assistance office and each commercial service office is operated by Commerce employees, and they together represent in these 83 countries some 96% of the world's market for exports. So we have people out covering all manner of business activities. Last year, the Commercial Service, facilitated, as we calculated, over $22 billion in exports. The Import Administration, on the other hand, deals with the negative side of things. It deals with times when they believe that there's unfair foreign pricing or government subsidies for foreign companies that are exporting to our country. And so the Import Administration makes judgments, enforces the laws that we have on the books for dealing with these issues, and has been very effective during this past year, for example, in the steel area where there have been steel tariffs put in place. It was really the Import Administration that did that and is continuing to do the work in analyzing and working steel markets. Then lastly, Market Access and Compliance, or MAC, M-A-C, works on specifically opening markets for American firms and workers and assesses the degree to which foreign nations are complying with the trade laws. We find that at times, for example, in some countries, there's pirating going on of CDs or of other software types of products, and our folks at MAC are there and on the spot evaluating it and working hard. Our leader in that area, Secretary Lash, Bill Lash, is visiting a country where he felt there were unfair practices. So he and the host government argued with him. So he went out to the local shopping mall and at his own expense bought up 20 or 30 CDs, brought them back, made a big deal about it in the newspaper. The government got so upset that they introduced a bill in their legislature to prevent Bill from coming back into the country. So we had to say that we're proactive might be an understatement.
Well, that's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation about management with Sam Bodman of the U.S. Department of Commerce. How is commerce handling the issues in the president's management agenda? We'll ask Sam when the Business of Government Hour returns.